This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ebrahim Raisi, who died recently in a helicopter crash. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
With millions of votes counted so far in Iran's snap presidential election, two candidates have emerged neck and neck. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader. A staunch anti-Westerner, analysts say him winning could signal an even more antagonistic turn in the Islamic Republic's foreign and domestic policy.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. 10 Ukrainian captives who'd been held by Russia for years have been released with the help of Vatican mediation. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
They arrived home overnight, some to Kyiv's international airport, where pre-war posters still hang. There, former prisoners wrapped in blue and yellow flags were reunited with their families and called those who couldn't be there. Some had been captured long before Russia's full-scale invasion, so for some, the separation had lasted many years. Two Ukrainian Greek Catholic priests were among those freed. Speaking in Vatican City, Pope Francis said thank God for their liberation, adding may all the prisoners of this war go home. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed concerns Friday about what was roundly viewed as a poor debate performance the night before. Some supporters are now calling for him to drop out of the presidential race. More from VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias.
A day after debating his Republican presidential challenger, Donald Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden hit the campaign trail in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. And I know how to do this job.
The 81-year-old Democratic candidate said he had a sore throat. But concerns about the president's age intensified after the debate. Republican Senator Marco Rubio questioned Biden's capacity to lead. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote that to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. Biden could make a comeback, analysts say. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations says workers have begun moving tons of humanitarian aid that had been piled up at a United States-built pier off Gaza's coast and distributing it to warehouses in the besieged territory. It's an important step as the U.S. considers whether to reconnect the pier, whose functioning has been challenged by heavy seas. It is not clear when the aid might reach Palestinians in Gaza, where experts have warned of high risk of famine in the war between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. has presented new language to intermediaries Egypt and Qatar aimed at trying to jumpstart stalled Israel-Hamas negotiations. A San Francisco store is shipping LGBTQ plus books to states where they are banned. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Becca Robbins, founder of Fabulosa's Books Not Bans program, says the effort seeks to counter increasing attempts by conservative advocacy groups and lawmakers to get the materials out of public schools and libraries.
I'm not able to go to school board meetings in Florida or Texas. I don't have a ton of money to sway elections, but I can pack boxes and I can do outreach. I can find places where these books are needed and I can ship them.
The effort started in May. So far, over 700 books have been mailed to places including Florida, Texas, and Missouri. I'm Julie Walker.
Tropical Storm Beryl is chugging toward the Southeast Caribbean as forecasters warn it is expected to strengthen into a dangerous major hurricane before reaching Barbados. Hurricane watches were in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. Barbados's meteorological service said the storm center was forecast to pass just south of the island. Beryl was located about 1,260 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday, with maximum sustained winds of 100 kilometers per hour. It was moving west at 37 kilometers per hour. I'm Alexis Strobe.